This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Friday, July 5th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett.
I can't even begin to express how they feel. It's absolutely devastating. There's nothing that I can say to them that's going to make it better, but I can tell you that we will 100% be there for them and support them.
Cleveland Police Chief Annie Todd commenting on the family of Officer Jamison Ritter, who was shot to death while trying to make an arrest. Today, a judge set the suspect's bond at $5 million. ONN's Angela Ann has more.
24-year-old Delawante Hardy is charged with aggravated murder. We are waiting to learn when funeral arrangements will be held for Officer Ritter. We do know he was a member also of the Ohio Army National Guard, having been deployed to Syria in 2022. Ritter came back and continued to serve the public as an officer. Now, Hardy was already wanted for felonious assault, accused of shooting his grandmother. We learned that his grandmother is on life support after being shot in the face.
Elsewhere in Cleveland, gun violence claimed the life of a young victim on the city's west side last night. ONN's Giovanni Ligi has the story.
Cleveland police tell us a 10-year-old girl was shot. She was taken to the hospital but died from her injuries. This all started around 7 o'clock near West 125th and Belden Avenue. So what we know right now is that witnesses tell us they heard about a dozen gunshots, what they thought initially were fireworks, until they heard screaming coming from the middle of the road. Cleveland police did not provide any other information but say nobody was arrested. They also did not clarify whether or not this was an isolated incident.
Two people were injured in a car crash in Toledo early this morning. More from ONN's Kaylee Kirby.
An adult and a small child were taken to the hospital in this early morning crash. It happened on Monroe Street between Houghton Drive and Wycliffe Parkway in West Toledo around 2:15 this morning. Police tell us the driver lost control of the car, went off of the road and hit a pole. No word this morning on how serious any injuries in this crash were.
In southwest Ohio's Butler County, a police chief has been fired by the village council after allegations from a local mayor. ONN's Clay Gordon reports.
In New Miami Village, north of Cincinnati, the police chief has been dismissed in a unanimous vote by the village council. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports that village mayor Jewel Hayes Henley accused the chief of not responding to 911 calls, falsifying timesheets, and stealing hot dogs. When the chief failed to turn in daily police logs, the mayor and another member of council went to the police department where they claimed they smelled marijuana. When asked to take a drug test, the chief refused.
The Ohio minimum wage issue failed to make the November ballot. ONN's Tracy Townsend has details.
Organizers of the One Fair Wage initiative failed to collect enough signatures in at least 44 of Ohio's 88 counties to bring the Ohio minimum wage referendum to the ballot in November. The goal was to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour in 15 states, with Ohio being critical to the program's success. The organization accused rural residents of being hostile to the proposal and its minority canvassers. Ohio's Secretary of State Frank LaRose took offense to residents in rural Ohio being called racist. The group says they will try again next year.
The Ohio State Highway Patrol will be out in force this weekend looking for impaired drivers. More from ONN's Danita Harris in Cleveland.
The patrol's zero tolerance policy is part of the National Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over enforcement campaign. This comes following last year's 4th of July celebrations, where there were a total of 10 fatal crashes, killing 12 people. Of those, 9 crashes and 11 deaths involved alcohol or drugs.
The Honda Indy 200 returns to Mid-Ohio Racecourse this weekend. ONN's Adam King has more.
Felix Rosenquist ran his first Indy Series race at the track just an hour north of Columbus. Now, he and the rest of the Indy Racing Series are returning this week. The Honda Indy 200 at Mid-Ohio. Every year, fans make their way to Mansfield to watch the best in the world, including Felix. He's had five top tens this year, but he's yet to get over the top, hoping to do so at a track he says is unlike any other in IndyCar.
It's a highlight of the year, and pumped to get going.
They repaved the entire track.
And the winning ticket for Wednesday night's Powerball drawing was sold near Dayton. ONN's Doug Petcash.
It was a very lucky 4th of July for one person in Ohio. A Powerball ticket sold at Walmart in Huber Heights won the $139 million Powerball jackpot. The jackpot now resets to $20 million for the next drawing, which is this Saturday night.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.